And welcome back to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson. I'm the director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Don't forget, you can always download the TuneIn app from the Play Store and App Store, and find Guardian Radio on that and carry us around on your mobile device all day. You can go to www.guardiantalkradio.com and live stream. Or if you missed the show or you thought it was so great you want to listen to it all over again, you can go to www.nagb.org.bs after the show is aired, and we will be uploading the MP3 there so you can listen to the entire show. Tonight we are speaking about the Bahamar Arts Program and what they're doing at The Current, which is the name of the art team. We have John Cox in the studio. He's the creative arts director, and many of you know my former colleague at the NAGB, the chief curator. We had a high old time together, and it's good to be working together again on all these kind of exciting prospects that Bahamar is doing, and it's kind of bringing an NAGB into the family. We also have Natasha Vasquez with us in the studio. She's the creative arts program manager, and she's been speaking broadly to what that means. And now we're going to talk a bit more about, because you've got a couple of things sort of upcoming. And I think one of the really nice things that The Current is doing is really trying to, Natasha, you spoke before the break about kind of trying to educate some of the local artists on like how to prepare their portfolio. You're giving them people studios working towards shows, but you're also having these kind of crit sessions, which I think are very badly needed. And you're also this Friday doing a meet and greet, right? So tell us a little bit about the meet and greet and what's going to happen this coming Friday.
So this coming Friday, we're hosting sort of an informational event open to the public. People who are interested in art or artists or anybody really who, you know, wants to learn more about our art program and our gallery and studio. And it's from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at The Current. And we'll just be speaking about parts of our programming, including exhibitions and workshops, residencies and lectures that mm-hmm. we'll be having, as well as an upcoming exhibition that we're curating entitled Fair Wind.
And so how do you get to The Current? I'm driving right. Bahamar. I'm seeing all the signs. There's like 8 billion different entrances. How do I get to The Current?
Yeah,
where is The Current?
That's the hardest thing. It's actually, once you, it's like tying your shoes. Once you do it once,
yeah,
it's super easy.
Yeah.
but the first time.
The rabbit goes down the hole.
Yeah. The easiest way to describe it is to go to the Academy. And the Academy, for people that don't know, is the old Commonwealth Bank building.
Okay.
People know the landscape and how Bahamar has changed that landscape. It's the parking lot that is opposite the old Crystal Palace.
Yeah.
We're going to put signs out so okay. people know. There's a sidewalk. There's a whole host of system of sidewalks behind that Commonwealth Bank that lead you into the property, that lead you kind of near where the convention center is. And so we are the last space on the bottom floor underneath the bridge that leads you to the convention center.
Okay.
So without, I don't want to get too far into it because
so
I think
go
I'm
into
just
the main entrance of Bahamar, you basically go downstairs.
If you go to the main entrance of Bahamar, you should go to the left mm-hmm. to the Hyatt Grand Hyatt West reception area, mm-hmm. and then there's a double set of doors that you can go through and walk downstairs. Mm-hmm. And there's like a retail area down there that kind of looks a little bit, you know, kind of there's a few shops open down there right now. And you go down those stairs and then you go to the right, and we are the last space.
Okay, so downstairs, ask for the retail section, the outdoor retail section, go downstairs and then follow along
to the right. You are right next okay. to the shop called the Stripe Cabana, mm-hmm. and we are there. Or you could just mention it to anybody. You could go
yeah,
to
sure.
the main
port
of Cashier.
Like, I'm sure, yeah,
But if you go to that other parking lot near the Old Commonwealth Bank or the Academy, which is our HR office, mm-hmm. you can walk on the sidewalk directly to the current. That's
okay.
the
so that,
shortest
that sounds,
route.
That sounds the easiest.
And because yeah. that's closest to parking. Yeah. Otherwise, you'd have to valet your car and all
yeah,
this other
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good. So so this is going to be on Friday, so the day after tomorrow, from 6 to 8 p.m. And so what can a visitor expect to... Are you going to give them a tour of the whole facility? Are you going to show them the studios?
It's going to be in the studio. So we're mm-hmm. going to talk to them a little bit about the breakdown of the studio that we're in and how it's going to be zoned. So everybody should understand that we are not actually open. We're mm-hmm. not planning to open until probably mid-September. Mm-hmm. But we wanted to just give people an idea of what the program is for those people that don't know, and then also kind of the main audience or who we're speaking to are artists who are looking to understand what their opportunities are. So we'll be talking to them about the different tiers of involvement that they could potentially have. Mm-hmm. And also to explain to them what the schedule of our opening is, mm-hmm. and when we expect our shop to open, and mm-hmm. then what that kind of means moving forward.
Great. And so now you told me also that this normally on Fridays, you do something every other Friday, you do something different. And so this week you're having the meet and greet instead. Right. But so in two Fridays from now, and then every other Friday thereafter, mm-hmm. after the meet and greet, you're going to be having these open crits. Can you tell us a little bit about what those are and what those can do for the local community?
Sure, yeah. The open critiques are on every second Friday. They start at 4 o'clock. They usually go until 6, maybe mm-hmm. 6:30. And they're in The Current. And basically, it's just a very informal sort of chat that we have about artwork. So we ask artists or anybody interested to come in and bring one or two pieces. Mm-hmm. They can be finished pieces. They can be in progress. And then we set them up around the space. And we just go from each person and have a discussion, mm-hmm. Providing, you know, critical feedback and constructive feedback. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, there's no hard feelings. Sometimes you say things that you disagree with, and that's fine. That's what actually helps you grow as an artist. Mm-hmm. And for me, this was huge because I came from an environment at SCAD where I was having crits every week, mm-hmm. Very intense crits. And so I moved home and continued creating work. And I was like, there's no one here to talk to me about this work. And mm-hmm. so this has been huge for my career as an artist, but also for others. I know Toby Lund has been involved quite a lot. Heino Schmidt has come in mm-hmm. Once or twice. And so just having this art community, this supportive group of people to talk about work has really been very exciting. Mm-hmm. And this is open to anybody who's interested. Mm-hmm. Just shoot me an email at thecurrent@bahamar.com to let me know if you'd like to join.
So The Current is thecurrent@bahamar.com.
Yep, yeah, correct.
And mm-hmm. so we will need to kind of, as we move on, we need to, you know, forecast what we're going to be talking about right. in the week, because what we want to do is just like Natasha said, I mean, the idea that I kind of came up with this was for the team, because I have creatives working on the team, mm-hmm. and I always hear how, and I know how this is from personal experience all too well, that when you get a kind of job, quote unquote, how if you're an artist, quote unquote, the two don't mix. Like, mm-hmm. something's going to suffer, right? Yeah. Your practice suffers because you have these responsibilities. And I know that even if you have a job that involves creativity and you're solving creative problems for people, it's the same kind of, you know, pond that you draw from to
sure,
solve
no,
your
listen,
own problems,
well, it's
right?
a bit like if you're a massage therapist, the last thing you want to do is go home and give your husband a massage, right?
Exactly.
You're just like,
right.
I've been doing that all day, man. So
right.
sometimes you're actually in a creative job.
Right.
Your creative practice can suffer because you're tapped out.
And so yeah. one of the things is, I mean, one of the lucky things for us is oftentimes we have to solve creative problems personally for the job, but it's also to keep the artists that I have on the team feeling like they're sharp. You know?
Yeah.
And so really it was almost like the idea was we have, like, you know, weekly meetings or bi-weekly meetings to discuss our goals and what we have to do and deadlines, et cetera, et cetera. But it was nice to put on the schedule something that we could actually discuss issues that we are going on that we have to solve creatively, but then also invite people in to kind of share in that dialogue. Mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm. one of the major problems artists have is that you can't have this honest dialogue with people about mm-hmm. your work. And it's mm-hmm. honesty. It goes back to, and I, you know, I'll go to my grave with this. I know people say, oh, no one cares. They roll your eyes. You're thinking too much about art. You're too much of this conversation. Just kind of get on with it. Like, people really need honest, creative feedback to make their work
yeah,
stronger.
Yeah.
And if you don't have that, it's curtains. You just
yeah.
end up making some wishy-washy stuff and people say, oh, this is great, patting you on the back, sending you out into the world, and your work isn't really that strong.
Yeah.
And you need
yeah.
we need that degree of critical feedback, and it can be wonderful. I mean, it really, really can be awesome. We can have curators in there, writers, we could have designers in there. It doesn't all need to be people with paintings on easels looking
yeah.
at them. You know, it could
yeah,
be
yeah.
anything. You could be discussing an exhibition that you're trying to put on and what we, you know, might work, or we may talk about an overarching theme. Like, we want to talk about failure,
yeah.
right? Like, so what does that mean? for artists, and is that valuable? Have you experienced it? How did you overcome it?
Well, I think you said something very interesting at the beginning of the show, which you spoke to risk taking.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, generally we're sort of taught to be averse to risk taking, but I think in a way, you know, you do as a creative have to take risks. And I think anyone does actually, because otherwise you're just in your groove, right? And maybe that's okay for some people. Maybe they just are happy in the groove. But I think sometimes you need to put yourself out there and take risks. Move to a new country, you know, try a new thing, experiment with a medium you didn't know. Because even if it is a quote-unquote failure, you might have learned something about yourself in that process, right? Yeah. That helps you be a better person when you go back to your groove.
Mm. Yeah.
And sometimes it leads to something completely, you're like, oh, actually, this is now what I want to do. So, you know.
And sometimes you just want that opportunity, right? I mean, we could even have it where some of the executives from Bahamar might say, hey, I would like to come to the Crit and just sit down and listen to what you guys have to say, because it just it offers them an opportunity to look at the work. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Sometimes when we're showing them things in a presentation, like you said, you got 7 minutes to get through seven different ideas, and you don't get, and they're just like, quick, get through it. But if it's the end of the week, they can kind of sit down and relax. There's F&B there, food and beverage, you know, that kind of stuff. It could work. Mm-hmm. It just gives people an opportunity to do that. And to the risk, you know, sometimes even for the person that is interpreting the artwork, there's education there for curators to look at work. Mm-hmm. You know, it's again, it's another metaphor, but it's like it's easy to do the easy dive off the diving board, because you can always do it and you always like ace it and you get A+, A+, A+.
Right.
But for that person who tries to do the really complicated dive and maybe botches it up seven times out of ten. But when you see it, you go, oh my goodness. So if you're watching the 7 out of 10 times when they fail, you're not realizing, wow, what this person is trying to do is actually quite ambitious.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's that fabric that we're trying to establish there.
And that support too, right? Like in order to take those risks, it's kind of nice to have that cushion around you of people, that community that say, you know, yeah, you should try this, or you should, sometimes you need that extra push.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I think we're trying to establish with these critiques, is kind of becoming like a bit of a community and like a hub for creative, you know, local artists to come in and, you know, have some kind of support group.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's nice. I see what's happening at Bahamar is actually an effort to also make the building accessible to locals in a meaningful way. So, I mean, maybe meaningful isn't hanging out at the bar, but I've heard that apparently the bars are quite busy in the evening and a lot of it's local people. And I think it's great that you're then doing something else with local people. So that it's, again, because what I miss from, you know, Natasha's also, again, going to be like, when? Because John and I are that old. That, you know, there was a time when there was much more mixing between the tourists coming in and locals. Because downtown actually had a scene, right? There was an after-work scene because everyone worked downtown. They didn't have, all the banks weren't out west. And, you know, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, downtown was like full of bars, and, you know, tourists were there and locals were there and people in suits, people in shorts. And there was a lot of exchange.
Yeah.
And tourists went over the hill more and stuff like that. And it just seems in the last 20 years, it's been this like these creation of zones. And, you know, you live in this zone behind your gate, and then the tourists are in this zone, and then you people are over there, but in your zone. And, you know, and it's so I really like this idea that, you know, you're trying to create a space which is where, you know, locals are going to just park their cars and walk on in, you know, like the place is theirs.
Yeah.
And come in and do something really positive and meaningful, which can then also bleed back out into the community, right? Because it's going to help us, what Bahamar is doing. The institution has a lot of pressure on it because people want the institution to provide a service that the institution is not supposed to provide.
Right.
Because there aren't places like commercial art galleries, because there aren't places like commercial, studio spaces. In New York, you know, artists are generally in studios with a whole bunch of artists living next door, and there's already this community of critique happening. Mm-hmm. And so I think what you're creating is really important and viable.
And it's also important for me to, I mean, in my history of working with you and working with the other artists or creative people who run institutions, is we're a small landscape here. And so what we want to impress upon people is that we're trying to complement the programming and the identities of the respective institutions.
Absolutely.
It's not like duplicitous, right? It's not like
you're not trying to replace anybody.
Yeah,
yeah,
you're not like, just like, you know, it's like, it's kind of funny. It's like Bahamar and Atlantis, like one's trying to replace the other one.
It just takes the pressure off, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, you're just like, because NAGB is doing this and curating this show and doing this already, then that's something that we don't have to do, because we know there's an expert set of team, there's an expert team there that's pulling that off. So we can fill this this void.
Exactly.
And then another institution fills the other void. So then you have this whole...
It's a collaboration.
It's a collaboration. Yeah. And mm-hmm. so, it, yeah. you know, so you work on your neighborhood mm-hmm. and make sure it's good and then yeah. make sure that it supports the neighborhood that's next door, right. you know, and that's really what we have to do. And I mean, that's a lot of, you know, ego needs to be put to the side for that, because I think a lot of people just like feed the competitiveness of, oh, what are you going to do? And da, 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 you got to outdo this one. And, you know, and
this
next
is my
thing.
Turf. Yeah.
Yeah. And that, I don't know is the right way to do it. And, you know, and you suffer the consequence of being unpopular by not kind of getting into those kind of wars and conversations with people and just saying, well, you know what, I'm in it for the long game.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
the long game is everybody, you know, having more visibility
and
opportunity.
The long game is Bahamian art becomes known globally as something that people need to fly to the Bahamas to engage with. That's the long game, right?
Yeah, and so we need
and
to...
right now we're making art for each other.
Right, right? Exactly. And so
and
we need to get over, like,
and
Facebook likes
people,
and other
so,
and
you know,
Instagram
yeah.
likes and think about, like, the long game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And say, everybody, it's a team here. We need to make this thing happen.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Like, peeling back that layer of what is, like, paradise, right? The Bahamas has this stereotype, and I understand why, but of, like, you know, sea, sand, and sun, and mm-hmm. this beauty. But what about...
I think it's sun, sand, and sea. But
sun,
anyway.
Sand, and sea.
Yeah.
Excuse my... I mixed that up.
No, I'm teasing you.
No, and just, you know, exposing kind of part of the culture that's really important, and, you know, giving... visitors incentive to come here other than that, you know, to really
understand. And actually to, because quite frankly, you can get sun, sand, and sea in a lot of places
right.
now. Like maybe in the 70s, airplanes didn't fly all over the world and there wasn't EasyJet and you couldn't go to Mauritius for a package holiday of like $850, but
right.
now you can. So we have to, and given our price point as well,
yeah.
as we know, we're one of the more expensive destinations in the world.
Absolutely.
And, you know, you can get clear waters. There was this viral video about... a lake just outside of Milan in northern Italy, and apparently now there's like 5,000 people every weekend, and the water in that lake was like the Bahamas. I mean, you know, you can find nice beaches and nice oceans as much as I think we have the best in many places, so we have to offer people more.
Absolutely.
And I think again, art and culture is the way to go, so
yeah,
I think we're all on the same
and this
page
way you
network.
Can get both, you know.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
the thing, it's not
exactly.
one or the other. I mean, you know, Bahamar has a whole lot of very lovely pools for you to bask in the sun
absolutely.
Next to,
and, you know, exactly.
and have drinks and everything else. And then when you're done with that, you can come down to the studio
right.
and have a conversation with somebody.
Exactly. And go back to where you're from and say, you know, oh my gosh, look, you know, this is you think I just lay on the beach, but look what I discovered. I bought this painting. There's a lot going on, and a lot going on at Bahamar, a lot going on at the NAGB, and I encourage everyone listening to actually get engaged with those institutions and those practices. So on this Friday, so the day after tomorrow, 6 o'clock, from 6 to 8, there'll be the meet and greet at The Current in Bahamar. So I really encourage people to go and find out what it is, John and Natasha. And the rest, you wanna, who are the rest of your team members? Give them a shout out, Jordana Kelly.
So we have Jordana Kelly and Sydney Colby are our official team at the moment. We're in the process of kind of building that team out. We also have help from Keith Thompson and Rashad Adderley at the moment.
Yeah, yeah.
And so they've been jumping in, but the team's growing.
So, you know, everyone go out, meet the team, you know, see what Bahamar is doing. And of course, don't forget to check in at the NAGB page, www.nagb.org.bs, to see what we're doing. At the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas. So get involved in both of those places. Go out. Everyone always complains there's nothing to do. And believe me, if you're in the art community, there is too much to do. So join in. Our openings are always fun. There's a lot of interesting people. And, you know, I think a lot of people sometimes feel like, oh, I don't know anything about art and I don't know.
Yeah.
Just come and hang out. Like,
there's
normally one nice thing to look at and at least 5 nice people to meet. So.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And so,
minimum.
Just so everybody knows, what we're doing right now is we are kind of linking into the Bahamar website at the main website. And so we're going to have drop down information in that site. We have a section on the site now, but that section is being built out and added to with being built out with content that is developed by us. And so we're going to have a drop down in there hopefully next week.
Great.
So that's going
to
have
stay
information.
Tuned. Go to the Bahamar website, which I guess is
Bahamar.com.
Yep.
And eventually there'll be a breakout website.
Right.
But for the time being, we're within that
because
I don't want to have cannibalizing sites.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
Yeah.
So everyone, like, stay tuned to that. Thank you, John Cox, for coming in. And thank you, Natasha Vasquez. So, everyone, thanks for listening. Of course, John Cox is the originator of the creator of the line, Visual Culture and Creative Community, as the original host of the Blank Canvas. So I acknowledge you for that, and thank you for coming in.
You've
been listening to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson, the director of the National Art Gallery. You've been listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Thank you so much for listening, and good night.